Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life series. And this time around, we're talking about the gift of choice, which I think is just a splendid topic, and I love it. And I'm so excited that today my good friend Julia Sotis is here with us. And Julia was on last season as well. And I love the conversation that we had last time. And every time we get together, I would say, I posted something and say, every time we get together, whether it's like for a few minutes or just whether it's in a Zoom or something, Julie, everything that you share, it's just a gift and contribution to me. I can't even tell you. I just love your energy. I love who you be. I love what you're creating and with your life and just everything. It's like, wow, she is like rocking it. You know, it's like, I love it.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. I'm having fun.
And it shows. Yes, exactly. And it shows that you're having fun. And the thing is, you are using the tools.
I am using the tools all the time.
I am
constantly. I was at the Choice of Possibilities class with Gary Douglas in Vancouver, it feels like it was 6 months ago, but I think it was like 8 days ago.
Less than 2 weeks anyways.
Maybe a little more than 8 days. He said, you know, he's like, you guys can listen to clearing loops and listen to clearing statements on a loop, but he's like, you also want to actually be running clearing statements out loud. He's like, it's actually a more active way of creating your life. So I've been like, clearing statements central. I'm like, where can I go drive now? Because when I'm driving in my car, I can like keep saying clearing statements. When I'm in my house, I get a little more distracted because I have kids and there's lots going on. But when I'm in the car, I'm just going crazy and I'm listening all the time to all the tools. So yeah, I put in a lot of work and it really, really creates.
Exactly. And it is creating. And that's what I've been noticing. And one of the tools or one of the practices that you shared somewhere, whether it was on our show or somewhere else, I'm not even sure. But you mentioned, and I use this myself because I was in the car, we were going somewhere. And I was like, oh, what can I do while I'm in the car? Right. And so you had mentioned about doing the interesting point of view 30 times, you know, just sit down and just do it 30 times, you know. And so it's like, I'm sitting in the car. What can I do? This is what I'm going to do. So I picked that I had and it's like, all right, let's do this. I did it in my head because, you know, I didn't want to bother my husband, but I did it in my head, but I still did it. And I counted 30, you know, 1, 2, 3, you know, and I kept doing it. And it's like, and I noticed by the end of it, it was like a huge, release and relief. And I kept yawning. You wouldn't believe through the whole thing. And it's like, it's working, you know, and it's just about doing the, using the tools on a regular basis and actually taking the time to do it. And I remember I was on a call with Anthony last week, I lose track of time, and he mentioned that it's sometimes he'll sit down and he'll facilitate himself for an hour on something, you know, and it's like, you know, because sometimes stuff is coming up and it's like, to do it for yourself if you can, right? If you can't find anybody else right now, do it yourself. Facilitate yourself. So that's kind of like what you're talking about as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a really great tool. I like that. Sitting down and facilitating yourself. I don't do that very often. But yeah, it's like there's so much that you can do with the tools of access. And we can kind of, I mean, are people on the show more like people who have done a lot of access or are there people who are brand new?
It's a mix. So I always tell people, you know, that we're going to use a clearing statement and you can find out more about the clearing statement at theclearingstatement.com. And we're going to be using the tools of access consciousness and you can find out more about access consciousness at accessconsciousness.com.
Awesome. I like it. Access consciousness is basically a set of tools and processes that are really, really weird and they can change any area of your life. And we have the clearing statement, we have the bars, which is a body process. you know, we have the tool Interesting Point of View, which is what we use when we have a point of view about something to actually dissipate that point of view. Because you really can't receive when you have a lot of points of view. It's just not possible, because each point of view is, it, like, think of it as like a brick wall that you have around you, around all sides of you. And every single point of view is a brick wall. And so we have like layers and layers of brick walls out to infinity. And every time you do interesting point of view, you're actually demolishing tons of those walls at the same time so that things can get in, so that you can receive and actually have the adventure that life could be. And we don't know how to have life as an adventure. We've been beaten down by this totally psychotic human reality that's around us, that it's like, so I got to tell you guys a story. So I'm in real estate school right now because I was like, what else can I add to my life? And, you know, the founder of Access, Gary, had said, Julia, you need to do real estate. You would be amazing at it. And so I was like, okay. And things actually have been kind of not slow. And yeah, they've been kind of slow in my Access practice. Like, I just haven't had like the enthusiasm. I have the enthusiasm for facilitating, but like the business aspect of it has been kind of, it's just not exciting me. Like, it's just kind of like, I don't want to do this, because I've been doing it constantly for 5 years, you know, or 6 years, I guess, almost. I've been building this Access business, and it was like, it's like, I would like to be at the place where I'm able to facilitate, you know, thousands of people at once, hundreds of thousands of people at once. And so I've been working towards that. And, but it's like there was just something like heavy and missing. And it was like, I just, the money, you know, hadn't been coming in, and things were just kind of, and facilitating was always so fun for me, even with the business stuff not being that much fun. So I'm like, okay, I got to add to my life, because whenever things are not fun for me or things get weird or wonky, I know at this point, having used these tools, that it's not a matter of what I have to change or what's wrong. It's that I have to add something else, because I have a big house to take care of. I have a husband. I have an Access business. I have 3 stepkids. I have, like, you know, I'm traveling 2 to 3 weeks out of every month, and I'm not busy enough. Like, I'm like, I have to do more. Like, I just love creating things. And I think that's the way that we all are. It's just, I have worked really hard to kind of get rid of the place where I need to slow myself down, but we're all really, really taught to slow ourselves down. And I have a clearing for that that I can give to you guys right now, because, like, so anyways, well, I have so many things. There's like my brain is going off on 16 different tracks because I'm so excited. But it's like, it's, so let's do the clearing. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the speed of space you truly be for all eternity with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all 9 pock, shorts, but, you know, it's because people think things at you. Like, they'll say things, but even more destructive to you, the being, is what people think at you. Because you hear these things, but you don't acknowledge that you hear these things. And then you actually, without even acknowledging it, that you hear this, you go out and you create the limitation. Like, people look at me and they go, well, you must be dumb because you're young and you're pretty. So I get this constant influx of judgment that I'm really dumb. And it's like, oh, I have created my life as though I'm dumb, because that's what keeps coming at me. And the point of view that I shouldn't have such a successful life at a young age. And it's like, people are constantly throwing that into my world. And Gary Douglas, who, he's just an amazing man, and he gives me clearings and tools and questions that change things all the time. And he's like, you have to stop destroying your life based on what people are thinking at you. And we all do this. Every time somebody thinks at you that you're too busy, or you've got too much going on, or that you can't handle everything you're doing, you go, okay, and you slow yourself down. And all of this is unspoken. It's just what we do.
And it's not just that even. It's everything that people say at you, like all their judgments. And we're not even aware of what we are aware of what they are, but we think that we have to hear them for them to actually be real. But it's not just about the hearing or someone writing it to you, but it's like they're actually thinking it. And that also, you are picking up whether you know it or not, right?
Totally.
And totally. Being at the effect of it. Sorry, being at the effect of it.
No, exactly what you said. It's like, it's insane. We're ruining our lives because people are thinking things at us. Like, what the hell? That's crazy.
I don't like that. It's like, oh, crap. Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah, and yeah. I can just imagine all the wonderful things people are thinking at me.
Totally. And you know, Gary recently wrote a new book called Projections, Expectations, Separations, and Judgments and Rejections. And
it's amazing, beyond amazing. It has totally changed my reality reading that book. I read it from cover to cover. It's like, oh my fucking God.
Me too. I love that book. And it's like, it explains to you, and it's a quick, easy read. It explains to you, actually, do you have a link for people to buy it, Alara?
Yes, I will put the link in. Yeah, because it's amazing. I think everyone should have it, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
I've been plugging away at this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 7 years, and this book gave me a level of freedom that nothing else has given me.
Yeah, it's amazing what, you know, can show up when you start doing something as simple as that, right? And I'll put the book in the link in the thing, Majiggy. You guys can go check it out because it is amazing.
Yeah, cool. So let me ask you guys this. So what are people thinking at you that you're using to destroy you? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Caroline says, ice. And then she said, yes. I'm reading in the chat box. There's all these typos. It's so cute. So, yeah. And what are people, what's the value of destroying yourself for other people's limitations? And everything that is, times godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pod, park, shorts, boys, meons. Caroline says, old habits. Yeah. So what's
and
more
I'll
valuable?
I'm just going to say really quickly, for everyone that doesn't know, this is the clearing statement that Julia is using, the pod, park, good, bad, right, wrong, all that kind of stuff. That's the clearing statement that we were talking about earlier.
Thank you. Yeah. Basically what I'm doing with it, it's kind of like having a magic wand. It brings up energies and destroys them to their core, the energies that are limiting you. And you can't do a clearing statement that will harm you. It's just getting rid of basically those brick walls that I was talking about. You can never destroy something that is like the truth of your being. You can only destroy a limitation. So even if you do a clearing statement and you think it sounds wrong or something, you're only clearing things that aren't working for you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Because sometimes I get a little overexcited and forget that this could be totally new to some people.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, with the projections, especially, and expectations, you know, we sometimes are not even aware that we are projecting and having these expectations because it's just the way that we've been doing stuff for so long. But when you start to see that and are aware of what where you might be limiting yourself because you're coming to conclusion or because you're projecting a point of view that you have or somebody else has on a situation, it's like, oh, I didn't even realize that. And that's, you know, reading that book, it really brought up all those areas where it's like, oh, shit. Without judgment, it's just an oh, shit. But there's no judgment there. It's like, oh, shit. And now it's like, okay, cool. Now I know. You know, now I get it. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Moving more into the interesting point of view than the projections and judgments.
One of the things that Gary wrote in the book, Alara, was he wrote, "You guys have the projection and expectation that because you're married to somebody, that they're going to think like you." Mm. It's like, I do that to my husband all the time, constantly, nonstop. I always think that he should think like me, and I'm frustrated when he doesn't think like me. And I'm like, am I insane? But every single woman I have ever known has projected that at their husband.
Mm-hmm. Or they're supposed to know what you think or how you think and what you need and what you want. My husband is really good at that, though. He will sometimes do stuff for me that I haven't voiced yet, but I'm just about to. And he's like, oh, what, you know, and he'll like, huh, cool, thank you. You know,
oh, so. That's really cool.
But on the, you know, yeah, we're two different people, two different entities. And I can't expect him to think the way I do because I don't even know how I think sometimes. Right?
Fair enough. Totally. Yeah. It's like, how can we, like you marry somebody, there's nobody else in the entire world that thinks like you, not even close. Mm-hmm. Marriage is supposed to be a partnership that's going to make your life greater. It's not to find somebody to live with who thinks about things the same way that you do. They're going to have a different sense of humor and a different set of values and a different way of looking at the world and a different reality with regards to money. And they, like, when you marry somebody, there should never be an expectation about what they're supposed to provide. Everything that they provide should be a gift that you wouldn't have had otherwise. It's marriage is about what gift is. But if you have a single expectation about what marriage should bring or what that person should be to you, then you have to find yourself in a place where you are not grateful for what the person does bring to the table.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. All the projections and expectations that you have of the person you're in relationship with or the most recent person you were in a relationship, will you destroy and create them all? And then I'm going to add an extra part to the clearing. Will you revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy and uncreate all of that times a godzillion?
Yes.
See, and you guys can perceive that kind of the stuck, intense energy on that. That's what the clearing statement is clearing. Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And for some of these clearings, you might change the issue running the clearing statement 10, 15 times. For some of them, you might have to be running that clearing statement for 2 years before the whole thing changes because we have so many judgments and stuck points of view. But we have to remember that this clearing is clearing things from the last 4 trillion years. Like every lifetime that we've ever had as a being is being cleared by this clearing statement. So the fact that we can even do it in 2-3 years is like amazing. That's amazing. A pretty good ratio, 3 trillion to 3 at the most.
That is amazing. And the thing is, you know, the whole gratitude piece that you're just talking about right now, sometimes we take our significant other for granted. We take ourselves for granted, for that matter, right? And sometimes in those moments when I'm truly grateful for something, you know, for my husband, for example, it brings me to tears. And this happened just not last night, but the night before. It brought me to tears. And I'm telling him this. I'm saying, I'm so grateful for you. I just love you so much. And I'm giving him a hug. And I have these tears. And he's not getting it. He's not receiving. And it's like, and I was like, hello, will you just receive? You know? It's like, hey, I'm giving you all this love and this gratitude. It's like, come on, man, receive. He's like, closed off. It's like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, so what's that?
Well, it's like, yeah, you're expecting him to think the way that you think.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Good thing you're cute because you're not bright.
Wow. It's like, oh. And I was like, all getting all worked up. It's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you receiving? You know, and
that's a good way to make somebody receive, beat them into it.
Right? Yeah. And but the thing is, not every, and I read something somewhere today, but not everyone is going to receive everything that you are offering, that you have, that you be, and that's okay. That's their thing, right?
Yep.
So yes. Even that, be in allowance of that, you know, be in allowance of them not receiving. Give them that space and the time or whatever it takes for them to get it whenever they get it.
Exactly. And right? it's like we are on totally different, I mean, we each have a totally different reality than the next person. Mm-hmm. None of us have anything to do with each other. We are not similar in any way. This reality tells us that we're similar. And it's, you know, we actually have the point of view in this reality that it's good to have things in common with your partner. No, it's not.
It's boring.
It's good to have fun with your partner, not to have things in common or to look at the world the same way. I mean, it's like you want to be with somebody who has the things that are going to make your life greater and who's actually willing to contribute to you. Because mm-hmm. most people, especially if you're like interested in like consciousness or different possibilities, or you look at the world a really different way than most people, which is everybody on this call, because you mm-hmm. wouldn't be here listening to me if that wasn't the case for you. But it's like even the people who, or especially the people who are looking at the world a different way, like you are, it's like we have this incredible ability to heal. And we usually pick people who want to take from us in relationship rather than people who want to contribute to us. And because we want to help people and fix people, so relationship is one of the ways that we do that. And it's not your best choice. That's mm-hmm. not, you know, like your husband actually contributes to you and he makes your life better. Yes. And that's a very rare thing. People don't choose that in relationships very often. They choose somebody who they can help or they can fix. Mm-hmm. And those people are usually, if they are willing to contribute to you, they're going to run away anyways because you're actually trying to change them from who they are into who you think they should be, or you're trying to get them to think like you. And if it's a different case, then if that person's not willing to contribute to you, then there's somebody who wants to take from you. And like 85% of people want to take from others. They don't even know how to contribute. And so if you find somebody who's actually willing to contribute, that's amazing. And you want to hold on to that person or really appreciate that person.
I always say I got really lucky, but yeah, and then people always remind me. It's like, yeah, you know what? He's getting a lot from you too. Don't forget how much you're contributing to him. It's like, oh yeah, that's true. I don't always see it. I see it the other way for sure, where he contributes to me. But yeah, I mean, his whole life has completely changed since we met. You know, it's become greater and greater, and it keeps getting greater and greater, depending based on the choices that we are making, right? And what we're choosing to create for our lives. And so the gift of choice, which is what this series is all about, is the gift of choice and how that, once you start to choose for you what's light for you, what's fun for you, how that truly changes your whole reality and is the beginning of greater possibilities.
Yeah. And he's lucky to have you because 90% of women hate men. And you're in the 10% of women that doesn't hate men. You actually care about him and like him. Yeah. Most people in the world hate the opposite sex. We've all to hate the opposite sex. Even calling it opposite means that they're your opposition. Mm-hmm. You just want to call them the other sex, not the opposite sex. Yeah.
Interesting.
So everywhere that you guys aren't getting the gift that you're being in the world just by being you, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, yes. And wrong, good and bad, all nine pock shorts, boys and beyonds. I mean, I have kind of lived in my own world my whole life. I'm very social. It's not like but it's like everybody that I have brought into my life, for the most part, is an amazing person. Like, I don't have shitty people around me. But recently you know, Gary's always talking about stupid people and humans and people who actually are killing the earth and who don't see a greater possibility and who want to just maintain the status quo. And I'm like, I don't know these people. And so I've been asking to be like, I'm like, what is that? Like, who are these people? And they've been coming into my life, like some of the stupidest people I have ever met, the most dumb, inane humans who are, as my dad says, my dad always says, when somebody's really terrible or evil or mean, he's like, that person's a waste of skin.
Mm-hmm. My husband says that too. They're a waste of skin and a waste of space. It's like, oh my goodness.
Totally. Yeah. And it's like, there are people like that in the world. And I'm not saying that to be negative. It's just like, there are people who want to destroy the world and who want to make others less. And yeah. who think that they are right in their point of view. They never question their reality. You guys always question your reality. You're a humanoid. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I honestly didn't believe that people were as limited as I'm now realizing they are. And it's exciting to me because I'm like, if most of the world is stupid, then it's like I actually am different because I always thought I was like everybody else. And it always felt so heavy to think that I was like everybody else. But I'm not, and you're not like everybody else. There is an amazing amount of people out there who are really limited.
But I judge myself for not being like everybody else. I tried to fit in to be like everybody else, and I couldn't do it.
You stuck at it because you're amazing. It doesn't work very well for you.
It really is like, it's amazing how, you know, what we're taught in this reality, and it's like, no, this doesn't work for me. And so I, you know, it's like, I'm just going to be me. And however that plays out, it plays out. Just like, you know, right before this call, you know, I was doing this Facebook Live video, you know, with everybody here being present. And it's like, and some of them are brand new and don't know me at all. It's like, oops, oh, well, this is me. Right. But it's, and being okay with that, being how, you know, being okay with being different, being okay with standing out, you know, being okay with not fitting in with everybody. Can you do a clearing around that? And so just before you do that, when you were saying earlier about doing the clearings out loud, like not just listening to them on a loop, this is what you're talking about, saying, so like, for example, everything that's coming up right now, because I don't want to like, how do I phrase that? Just everything that's coming up, good, bad, right, wrong, bad, fuck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, right?
Yeah.
It's that totally. Simple.
Totally. And you just have to memorize those nine words of the clearing statement and you're good to go.
Yeah.
And you don't even know how to like, because like, I mean, the more access books you read, the more you learn how to do the clearing statement and the more classes you attend. But even if you forget the clearing statement, you can just say all those crazy words that Julia said, you know? And it'll work. It still clears the energy because that's what you're choosing. It's the gift of choice.
Yeah. My husband says all the time, potty pot, potty pot, potty pot. I say, yes, pot and pot, pot and pot, pot and pot. So
totally.
It's like, whatever works. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Just, you know, say that, you know, and we laugh and we joke and we make it light. And that shifts the energy too. You know? And so totally. He's not in access, but, you know, it's like, I am, so he is.
Exactly. He knew what he was getting himself into on some level. He knew that he would have to be a happy man.
Yes, at some point. Yes. Oh, yeah. He seems great. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. So, yeah. Clearing around being okay with being different, being okay with not fitting in, being okay with standing out, and just being okay with being you.
Yeah. Well, oh, boy. So, everything that is... Excuse me, right and wrong, good and bad, online, pot and pock, short, boys and meows. And the clearing statement can make you very sleepy and yawny because unconsciousness makes you tired. And when you run a clearing statement, it's actually bringing up unconsciousness for it to clear.
So it's totally okay. It doesn't mean we're falling asleep. It doesn't mean this call is boring. No, it just means the energy's coming up.
No, it means that the more I yawn, the more I'm clearing for the whole group. Because it all goes through the facilitator.
Exactly. Cool. And so, yeah, go ahead.
Well, what is that? Like, if we choose a limitation, it has value for us on some level, whether we realize it or not. So, oh boy. Excuse me. Whatever I'm about to clear has a lot of energy attached to it. The yawn is an indication of that. But, like, what do you love about being average, normal, real, and the same as everybody else? Oh, boy. Wow. I really like that. Everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine bottom box, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Who are you protecting that doesn't actually desire to be protected with your mediocrity? Everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine bottom box, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
I'm also getting, who are you pretending to be?
Yeah. Who are you pretending to be that you're not?
That you're not.
Everybody, everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, hot pox, shorts, women. And I have a more advanced clearing for you guys here that I want to read to you. So how many jails are you using? Now, jails is an acronym that stands for judgments, agendas, like hidden agendas, inventions, things we invent and make up that aren't actually real. Like an example of an invention would be an upset. An infinite being would never truly have an upset, but we invent that we're upset about things so we can be normal in this reality. And then the L of jails is lies. So you have to lie to you and you have to lie to everyone else to be less than you are as an infinite being.
Oh, mommy.
Excuse me. So how many jails, judgments, agendas, inventions, and lies are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared? Now, E equals MC squared stands for, is obviously Einstein's theory of relativity. It's that matter cannot be created or destroyed. Now, that's not actually true. Einstein was wrong. Because new matter can always be created. New energy can always be created. I'm sorry, energy cannot be created or destroyed. New energy can always be created and energy can always be destroyed. There's not a limited amount of energy that changes. It comes and goes all the time. So E equals MC squared stands for evil, mediocrity, and corruption. And when you are being mediocre, when you are making yourself less than what you are, you're actually inflicting evil upon the planet because you are suffocating who you are as a being. You are killing who you are as a being in favor of being the way that other people want you to be.
Wow.
Okay? So how many jails are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared as the fixed points of view, fixed realities, fixed lies, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions, fixed form, structure, and significances, and fixed beingnesses? A beingness is when you act in a fake way that isn't really you. Are you choosing to make you wrong in totality with and for having physical reality? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pop, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
I didn't even hear it, so I'm going to...
Let's run it a few more times here. Yeah. And if you guys don't understand it, that's okay. It's still working on you. How many jails are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared? As a fixed point of view, fixed realities, fixed lies, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions, fixed form, structure, and significances, and fixed beingnesses are you choosing to make you wrong in totality with and for having physical reality? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys, and beyonds. How many jails are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared as a fixed point of view, fixed realities, fixed lies, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions, fixed form, structure, and significances? Excuse me. And fixed beingnesses you are choosing to make you wrong in totality, in, with, and for having physical reality. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, proc, shorts, boys, and beyond. Yes. How many jails are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared as the fixed points of view, fixed realities, fixed lives, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions, fixed forms, structures, and significances, and fixed meannesses you are choosing to make you wrong in totality, in, with, and for having physical reality? Everything that is times a godzillion will you destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, and bad, all nine pod and pock shorts, boys, and beyond. All right. Well, now that I've totally fried your brain.
Exactly, right?
What else can we talk about? Does anybody have any questions?
So you can raise your hand, or you can write in the chat, or you can wave wildly. My goodness, and unmute yourself if you have a question. I'm so glad I did my video ahead of time. It's like I'm like fried now. All right, so in the meantime, do you want to talk about, I know you have a gift for our listeners, for our community. Do you want to talk about that for a quick second? It'll be on the gifts page, guys, in a little while.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm actually gifting you guys a money receiving exercise. And it is basically I actually had a cold when I was in Tel Aviv, Israel, facilitating a Right Riches for You class. So I have a little bit of a raspy voice in it, but it's a great exercise. It's 30 minutes long, and it was taken from this class in Tel Aviv, and it's a gift for you guys, and it's something that you want to listen to often. It's not just a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. And it's getting rid of the barriers that you have to receiving money and to receiving in many areas of your life. And so it's an MP3, 30 minutes, and you will get it on the gift page. So that's my gift to you guys. I hope that you enjoy it.
Cool. Thank you. And, you know, I remember, I'm still fried. I was going to say, I remember that you had done an energy pull one time, and it was amazing. And it was like you were in, I don't know, somewhere in Europe, and you were like traveling around the world in the fall or somewhere, and you had done this Facebook Live free call. And it was like, oh my God, that is amazing. You know, the energy pull that you were doing, and it was so, I finally got it, you know, because it's like, you know, I'd seen other people do it. And it just seemed so difficult and confusing. It's like, what is that? And then you did it. And it's like, oh my God, that was so easy. It's like, huh.
Oh my God. That's amazing, Laura. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm actually thinking about doing another one.
Yeah.
Well, not another one. I have another free thing coming up. And it's called 7 Days of Energy Exercises. And it's going to be free worldwide. And each day, I think it starts May 22nd. It starts soon. Mm-hmm. I haven't really started promoting it yet. I've got to get on that. But I'm very excited about it. And it's going to be 7 days. And every single day, we're going to get together for an energy exercise. And there could be like thousands of people around the world on it. So I'm looking forward to that. Because the more people that are doing the energy pull or the energy exercise at the same time, the more change that everyone gets. Mm-hmm. So it's a really kind of exciting thing. So that is something that I have coming up. So
cool.
It's called 7 Days of Energy Exercises.
And it'll be on Facebook. So you can all check out Julia Sotis on
and Facebook. On my website. Yeah, go to my website and Facebook. My website is juliasotis.com. I'll just type it in the chat here. And I've got all kinds of things on there. It's a great website. So you can read my blog and listen to my radio show archives and all kinds of good things.
Cool. And so, yeah, the 7 days thing is going to be on Facebook, right? Facebook Live?
Yep.
Cool. And then
Facebook Live, you'll get put into a private Facebook group, and every day for 7 days I'll go live on that Facebook group.
Cool. And so ebhead74@hotmail.com, you're asking what's the link? The link for the Julia's free gift, it'll be on the gifts page, and it'll be in the email that's going to come out shortly.
Yeah. Okay. And the 7 days of energy exercises, I don't even think I put it up on my website. I've just been a little bit busy. So I have to get on that.
No worries. And so I just wanted to ask you, because we have a few more minutes, but I wanted to ask you about, what the gift of choice means to you and how you have, what's your point of view on choice and what has it gifted to you?
Yeah, it's a good question. We don't know how to choose. We're not taught how to choose. When you're a kid, you are told what to do, and that's about it. And if you get a choice, it's like you out of three things, mm-hmm. rather than infinite things. And the world is just like a buffet of infinite possibilities. And as Auntie Mame says in the movie Auntie Mame, life is a grand buffet, and most poor suckers are starving to death.
Mm.
And it's so true. And that's because we don't know how to choose. And a lot of the people I know are really paralyzed by choice. Like, they would rather not make a choice than make the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making the wrong choice every day. And that's okay, because I'm making a lot of great choices too. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with making, there really is no such thing as a right choice, and there's no such thing as a wrong choice. Mm-hmm. And even if you choose something and it seems wrong at the time, it usually leads to an amazing future and something different. And for me, like I was talking about with my business, how things were slowing down and I just wasn't motivated or interested in doing it. And it's like, I had to choose more in order for it to start thriving again. And so by going to real estate school and, looking at how I'm going to set up my real estate business, it's like my other business is so happy because I'm choosing more. And when you choose more in any area, all other areas get better. Your relationship, your money, your sex, your relationship with your kids. It's like, everything grows as you have more choice available. And you have to get that you are a fast person and that you like to be busy. You like to work. You like to create. And it's only when you're not choosing enough do you get bored, or do you get depressed, or do you get sad. And when I'm not choosing enough, I'm not a pretty person to be around.
Same. I'm like cranky. I'm like, I don't know, I go in my head and all sorts of wonders.
Yeah. You go in your head and I go in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I just get into bed and I'm sad, and for no particular reason. And it's like, I know that I have to have a lot going on. And because we all have so much to contribute to the world, when we're not going to yell at us. The universe is, things are not going to be happy in your life, because it's like when you're not being what you could be in the world, it's like the universe is yelling at you, going, hey, come on, let's go, get out of bed.
Yeah.
There's so much that you can create, and you're choosing here pretending that you're pathetic when you're actually one of the most powerful people in the world. And I know that when I say that to maybe each of you out there, that it's like, I'm not one of the most powerful people in the world. You don't believe that about yourself, but you are. I didn't believe it about myself for a long time. I was like, when Dr. Dane here said it, he's one of the founders of Access, I was like, bullshit. I'm like, he can say that I'm powerful. I am not powerful. I was like 19 years old, mm-hmm. starting out. Sorry, you're wrong, Dane. And it's like, turns out he was correct.
You owe him like $5, or is it 10 now?
You're right. I owe him money. We have a joke in Access that every time you think Gary or Dane are wrong, you owe them $5. It used to be $1, but then the inflation.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We all are, so it's not just Julia. It's not just me. It's every single one of us. When we are functioning from who we truly be, without those limitations, without those projections, without those judgments, without those fixed points of view, We're infinite beings with infinite potential, and there are so many possibilities for us. And it's a matter of you choosing what lights you up, what feels good, what's light and expansive and joyful for you, and then choose it and then say, okay, what next? You know, so it's not a matter of just choosing, but then it's actually taking some sort of action to move forward in that creation. You know, and then what else and what else and what, and constantly asking that question, you know, so it's about being in the question all the time about what you want to create, or having a, like what type of future you desire to have, and everything that you do, does your energy or whatever is coming up in your world, does it match that? And, you know, I know this could be a whole long conversation, but it's about, you know, tapping into that and is it congruent, right? And is it going to lead you to where you want to go, where you want to be, what you want to experience, who you want to be, and asking those questions as well, and tapping into that awareness, right, Julia?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything she said.
And, you know, I mean, like, that whole thing is something that, you know, I can talk for hours about. But it really truly is a matter of tapping into who and what you are, who you be, what you'd like to create, what is joyful and fun for you, what's expansive, and then choose based on that. You know, all the choices that I've made based on joy and lightness and expansiveness have been miraculous. And I mean, everybody knows, most of you know, that my whole life is completely different than it was even 3 years ago, completely different. And I could not have imagined it. So I did not have projections or expectations about what my life would be based on a certain choice. It's like, okay, this feels good. All right, let's do that. Let's see what happens. And that was always my thing. Let's see what happens. And then going with that, let's see what happens, you know, like with that wonder energy and the playful energy and the joyful energy, and without getting into the mind of trying to figure it out and, you know, that kind of stuff. Exactly. It's worked for me. Anyway, it might work for you too.
The tools absolutely work. And you don't even have to have money to, you know, start using the tools. There's lots of people who want to take access classes and they just don't have the money. So they go on YouTube, mm-hmm. and you can listen to free stuff for 4 months. You could be listening to different facilitators, YouTube classes and stuff. And it's like the tools are all there waiting for you. It's just a matter of you learning them and using them. And that's it.
You know, Dr. Dane has a million videos. I swear to God. I mean, there's so many. And he gives freely all these tools and he explains them and he says, here's a tool for you. Use that. There's so many. I mean, I don't think I've watched them all, but it's like, there's like a bazillion, you know? So really, there's
you can honestly have a full-time job for probably like 4 to 6 months just watching access videos for like 10 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so much.
There's so many.
So there's really, you know, no reason not to. So, you know, I invite all of you to check out the other videos in this series on my YouTube channel. Go to Access Consciousness on YouTube. Go to Dr. Dane here on YouTube. I'm sure Julia has a YouTube channel as well, right? Mm-hmm. Check them all out. Play with them and see what resonates with you. See what works, and then start using, you know. So some of the, like, you know, the pot and pock, just, you know, whenever something is coming up, say, what the fuck is this? Pot and pock, pot and pock, pot and pock.
Totally.
It's as simple as that, right? And then, of course, you know, we've shared other tools in the past that you can use. My favorite is, how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? And who does it belong to? And, you know, there's just like a bajillion, but then use them, you know? So I was stuck the other day, yesterday, and I wasn't using the tools. And I called a friend and she asked me some questions and it's like, poof. it was like magic. It's like, huh. You know, so that works too.
Totally.
So yeah.
Yeah. So for me, choice is like anything that you choose that is greater or scarier than what you are currently choosing is going to make your life bigger and better, whether you realize it at the start or not.
Yeah.
It's like, I have never chosen something that scared the pants off of me in a good way. That didn't turn out better than I could have imagined.
True. So, you know, when you are scared, if there's something, it's not really fear. It could be excitement. You know, you could be excited. You're, you know, you could be like jumping up for joy inside, not realizing that that's excitement and you thinking it's fear, right? So it's like, no, just.
Yeah. And you know, like fear and excitement are very similar energies. Like the vibration of fear and excitement are very similar. So we are always taught that we have to be less than what we are, less enthusiastic, less happy, slower, all of those things. And it, you know, the thing is, when we get really, really excited about something, we go, oh, I can't have that much excitement. And we twist it into fear. And so we have this idea that we're afraid of everything when an infinite being could never be afraid, ever.
Good point. So yeah, tap into that excitement, jump, take a baby step, whatever works for you, but start choosing, choose greater for you, choose what lights you up, choose what, you know, is joyful and expansive. You know, I invite you to do all that because choice creates. And this is about creating your life, your reality on your terms, what works for you. All right. So thank you so much, Julia. I know you have another appointment. And check out Julia's page, juliasotis.com. There's wonderful information and freebies there, as well as on the gift page. I'll be putting Julia's free gift there. And then in a couple of weeks, Julia has another 7-day event that you can also participate in for free. All right, so thank you.
All right, thank you, Laura. This was so much fun. I always have such a good time when I get to chat with you.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for being on with us. And have a great day. Have a great weekend. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.